Afternoons with JJ on Star 102.3. This afternoon, I'm joined with city engineer Matthew Rodriguez. Matthew, welcome to welcome to Afternoons with JJ on Star 102.3. And
thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. And now you're here to talk about Vision Zero. What is Vision Zero?
Yeah, so Vision Zero is a goal that our city council in Eugene adopted in 2015. And basically, the focus of it is to eliminate deaths and life-changing injuries on our transportation system.
And our transportation system is like an umbrella term that includes our streets, our bus lines, everything, right?
Yeah, I mean, we don't focus on air travel and rail right now, but pretty much everything else.
Thanks for joining us again on Star 102.3. I'm JJ this afternoon, joined with city engineer Matthew Rodriguez. We're talking about Vision Zero and the city council's goal and initiative to bring us down to zero fatalities on our transportation system, which is all encompassing, it sounds like, Matthew, right?
Yeah, so we're putting together a Vision Zero action plan. We've been working on it the last couple of years and are about ready to adopt it in February. And the focus of the plan is looking at the types of situations that cause crashes that result in fatalities and serious injuries. So it's really a data-driven process, looking at what's happening on our transportation system, on our streets, sidewalks, shared use paths, and then coming up with ways to try and reduce the chance that we'll have crashes like that. So some of the major factors in crashes and making them more severe are speed, whether someone's under the influence, and often the design of the street itself can lead to potential for conflicts. So we really focus on how we change the design of our streets to make them safer. We focus on having more enforcement of bad behaviors like running red lights, not stopping for folks that are crossing in a crosswalk, driving under the influence. And we also focus on education. So education programs, working with school districts to teach kids about walking and biking, to teach young folks in high school about how to drive safely, and try to get more general education out to the public about changes to our system, the behaviors that make the most impact on how we all can travel safely.
Matthew, what is the probably the biggest factor when it comes to the safety and on our transportation system, but also the most preventable thing out there?
Sure. So I'm actually going to talk about three really quickly. So one is speeding. So the faster you drive, the more force that gets imparted if there is a crash. So the higher likelihood someone will be severely injured, either the person driving or if it's a person walking or biking, then there's a very high chance that person will be hurt badly. There's impairment, so driving under the influence, and then distraction. If we can focus on the task we're doing when we're driving, which is actually, you know, the part about driving, then that's a way that we can avoid a lot of crashes.
You mean I should pay attention while I'm operating a 5,000-pound, yeah, like a 5-ton death machine?
Just it's true. That was the simpler way to say it. But yeah, I mean, just really being present in what you're doing, whether you're driving, you're walking, or biking, just, you know, paying attention.
Yeah, absolutely. I wrote down slow down, be sober, and pay attention.
That's great. We need to hire you for our ad team.
Well, I'll put it in an application here. We're going to wrap up with Matthew Rodriguez, city engineer for the city of Eugene, as we talk about Vision Zero, the goal to have zero deaths on our transit system here in, I'm assuming, Eugene and Lane County, kind of like your, but just the city of Eugene, because it's a city council thing, correct?
Well, so the city of Eugene has a focus on Vision Zero, but the county has a similar plan, as does the state and actually even the federal government. So there's a lot of alignment across the country on trying to make our transportation system safer.
Does that mean there's also many different resources for the city council and for Lane County, or for whoever, to give people education, to inform them about these things, and to, I don't know, just make it more efficient?
Yeah, so we try to partner as much as we can, especially around messaging, and there are grants at a state and federal level for transportation safety improvement, so we try to take advantage of all of those.
To wrap up our conversation today about Vision Zero, what is it that you would like to leave with the people of Eugene and Lane County about getting to zero fatalities on our transportation system?
So I think one of the major messages about Vision Zero is this is really This effort is really about making our community safer. You know, these are our friends, family, our coworkers that we're all traveling with every day in this community, and we want to make sure that they get home safely. So, you know, the focus is to make the system safer, but still make sure that people can travel and get to the places that they need to get to every day. It's going to be a community, a lift. You know, we need it. Folks to buy in on this as a concept, because we all need to work together to be able to achieve the outcome.
Cool. And I don't drive in Eugene. I ride bicycle. So I would encourage everyone to slow down, be sober, and pay attention every time they're behind their vehicle, because I don't get airbags on a bicycle.
That's true.
I just get my helmet that I bought at the thrift store. Thank you, Matthew Rodriguez from the city of Eugene, for being on with us. We welcome you anytime, and probably let's have you later on this year and see what our update is on Vision Zero and how close we're getting to that goal.
Great. Thank you very much.